Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who claims she's going to be bringing a grenade to work, Jamie Bloom.
I don't have any grenades in my
house. Are you promising
right now
you're not going to bring one to work?
I'm not bringing a grenade to
even
work.
Even a fake one?
No, I would not even think that a fake one would attractive
be funny,
on my
funny.
Desk.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I don't come in your office. Maybe you have one on your desk now.
No,
I don't know.
I don't. No grenades.
You know,
on my
I have
desk.
A number. I have two or three catalogs that you can buy. Fake grenades.
Is it like a paperweight or something?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, but they look just like, I don't think they ever were a real grenade, but they look just like a real grenade. And in fact, there's different styles from around the world. And like you can buy, you know, a German grenade from World War II looking thing and that sort of thing. But I would never, ever do that because it's like, oh, that could, I'm not worried that they would send me a real one, but somebody could use that for nefarious reasons.
Right. Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
steal it off your desk.
Steal it off my desk and then go threaten somebody. Which, and when the kids were younger, there was a number of things. You know, kids will make fun sometimes. It's like, you know, I'll kill you. You know, and things like that. And we was like, man,
like
we jumped all over that with both feet.
Kind of
we don't say those kinds of things around here and jump all over that. I don't know if other people are as sensitive to those kinds of things as, well, you know, the couple that a week or so ago that were sentenced to 10 years in prison because they didn't secure their gun and their disturbed son then took it to school and killed people. To me, that seems fair.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to own a gun, and I own guns, but you got to secure it. There's a responsibility
behind it.
When you own that, it's your responsibility. And then if you, you know, the Sandy Hook one up there, that mother was so irresponsible on that. Her son was disturbed. And what she took him, what she did with him for therapy is took him to a shooting range. It's like, you got to be kidding me, lady. And then supposedly he broke in and took the gun. Well, it's like you have someone that's disturbed. You don't keep a gun in your home. And I have a lot of them. I'm a gun proponent. But I'm a proponent of keeping them under secure means because for theft and for people that are disturbed. And now I know you're going to say, well, what about him? He's disturbed and he's got a gun. And that, honestly,
well, you don't have any grenades, though.
I do not, and I will not.
Right.
Because I'm afraid somebody would get both of us in trouble by suggesting they were real.
Well, Michigan State Police have issued a stern warning to residents after an Army veteran walked into the Lansing, Michigan Post with a grenade that he wanted to dispose of. He had been keeping it. He'd forgotten that he had it and had it in his home for years, stumbled upon it while cleaning his home. Hopefully he didn't really stumble upon it, but
stumbled after walking out.
Yeah, exactly. This incident prompted an evacuation of the building after he walked. You know, they had to be careful.
I know, but could you just ask the guy, would you walk back out, please?
Yeah, just take that back out.
Just take that back out, and we'll have somebody come out for you.
They had to call the Michigan State Police Bomb Squad. Thankfully, a member of the Bomb Squad confirmed that the grenade was inert, and they safely removed it from the premises. There are other stories, and I've heard these stories through the years. There was a guy visiting the Pleasanton Police Department in California. He had a box containing three grenades that he found in his garage. What seemed like a harmless gesture quickly escalated when the bomb squad discovered that the grenades were, in fact, live.
Real.
The resident, believing the grenades were inert, had no idea of the potential danger that he was just carrying around. He probably put them in the trunk of his car and drove over there.
Threw them in the trunk.
Over bumps, Authorities summoned the local bomb squad to safely dispose of those hazardous items. And in late March, there was a woman in Quebec, in Canada, who was cleaning out her late father's residence and stumbled upon a live hand grenade. After contacting police, authorities advised against any handling of the grenade and dispatched an officer to assess the situation, and a short time later, the Canadian Armed Forces were called, and very quickly, the explosive device was safely secured and removed from the premises. I can't believe, honestly, that these catalogs you're talking about with the paperweights, that, that they even legally could sell those because of causing this type of
I get it.
Panic.
I get it. It's I agree completely, and there's a number of things in there that the general public wouldn't be interested in owning, but I agree. I just think it's bad. You know, I wouldn't ever let any of my grandkids play with a toy gun that looked like a real gun.
Yeah.
Because somebody could misconstrue somebody. That.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
By the way, toy guns, for everybody out there, they have a red end on, they have a red tip on the end.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
So, but did you know that?
I did not know
exactly.
That until right this so very
who,
moment.
So who knows that?
Uh-huh.
And so some kid, now let's say he's 12, 13, 14 years old, and he starts brandishing this, and somebody calls the police, and he thinks it's cute because it's a toy gun, and he's brandishing it, and then a cop shoots him.
Yeah.
Because he's brandishing what looks like a
like
real,
a real gun.
Or he thinks it's cute to paint over the red piece on the end of it.
Yeah, so that it really does look
does
real.
Because they look very realistic. Sometimes they're water guns. Sometimes they're the little dart gun thingies that you shoot.
Yeah.
But it's...
We had
there's just too many
guns,
things that
but
go
they
wrong.
Never looked real.
No, they don't look real.
They didn't really look real. But I swore I was going to find those little orange Nerf darts, though. For 20 years, I think I did find them for 20 years. We have three boys that live next door to us, and I laughed one day when I saw one out in the yard. I thought, oh, yeah, she's finding those everywhere. So, a popular competitive sport in Brazil is kite fighting. Have you ever heard of kite fighting?
Yep.
I have never heard of this.
Yep.
Competitors try to cut down their opponent's kites while avoiding getting their own kite severed in the process. But they say it's dangerous in some ways because falling sharp kite strings called cerol, C-E-R-O-L, are a problem when confronted with roads, utilities, or pedestrians. As a result, kite fighting has been banned in 15 states in Brazil and lots of municipalities, but renegade creators and their fans continue to engage in the game and promote it online. So,
I did not know those things. First of all, it's not a good idea to use a wire for the tail or the kite or your, because if it gets loose and gets into a power line, I mean, it's going to short something out.
Right.
And it's likely to not, you know, hurt you. Okay, stop. Okay, take that out, everybody that just heard that, because it's like somebody's going to get hurt doing it. But the point is, a high voltage, that wire's just going to disintegrate. But it's going to blow the line, and so then some guy's going to come out and re-trip it. It'd be similar to a squirrel in his tail.
Right.
You know, getting in
exactly.
the wire. So,
no, I just thought it was such a crazy concept because I had never even heard of
have
kite
you flown
fighting.
A kite?
You know, it has been many years. Honestly, on my Facebook memories every year pops up these pictures of Zane and I when he was about 9 probably flying a kite with a friend. We were trying to fly this kite and she was taking pictures of us while we did that. That's the last time I remember. I do remember the kids getting them through the years, you know, mom would put them in their Easter baskets or whatever and and they would, and they were always those super cheap ones, and they would last about one day, and then it was either lost or broken or something, or caught in the tree for the next.
Well, there's really,
years.
It's really, a, in my opinion, a hobby of adults. It's not a hobby.
You
for
have to
kids.
Be pretty skilled.
You
to
do.
Really be able
and
to do it.
And then you've got
to
count. You've got to figure out how long that tail needs to be with the height and the amount of wind that you have, and it's like some kid. It's like. He didn't know how long to put the tail on the kite. And then the one most success we ever had was a friend of mine and I, and we took the kids and they were way too young. And so that was good because we had a good time.
Yeah.
And we had the kites on a fishing reel. And that worked great.
Really well.
I mean, man, we really got them out there that day and in a big enough field. And we did not fight each other on purpose.
Well, I'm glad.
But there was a few times we got tangled up.